For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Lawmakers and residents from around our region who were in Washington, D.C. during this week's violence are responding to the storming of the nation's capital. Some were officials inside the building, others were at the rally nearby. As our Alana Watson reports, at least one elected state official from the region was part of the violent mob that unlawfully entered the Capitol building.
Many who attended the rally Wednesday, organized by President Trump's campaign, did not participate in the mayhem at the Capitol. Owensboro, Kentucky pastor Brian Gibson had spoken at another pro-Trump event the previous day.
How many of y'all are believing that the people we elected are going to do what's right tomorrow? And they're going to stand against all of the injustice and the fake votes?
But Gibson said he was shocked when he got a phone call on Wednesday that people were storming the Capitol.
How in the world do unarmed people storm the Capitol, which should be one of the most secure buildings in the United States of America?
Recently elected West Virginia State Delegate Derek Evans was among those who entered the Capitol. Evans posted on social media a video of himself entering the Capitol doors with pro-Trump extremists.
We did it!
Easy.
The video of him entering the Capitol has been deleted, but not before it was shared on multiple social media platforms. Afterward, Evans claimed he was in D.C. as a, quote, independent member of the media to film history. Some of his colleagues have called for his removal from the state legislature. Several busloads of people from Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia traveled to Washington for the rally, where President Trump repeated his false claims about a stolen election and urged his supporters to march to the Capitol.
We're going to try and give them the kind of pride and boldness that they need to take back our country. So let's walk down Pennsylvania Avenue.
Regional members of Congress who were forced to flee the House and Senate chambers were quick to condemn the violence. West Virginia Senators Democrat Joe Manchin and Republican Shelley Moore Capito told West Virginia Metro News that the president bore responsibility.
Rudy said, so let's have trial by combat. Don Jr. is instigating it. They're all instigating it. So the president he really does. He's culpable for this.
Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, now in the last days of his position as the Senate's majority leader, made a strong statement in support of clarifying the election results after the Capitol was cleared. However, 8 Republican congressmen from Ohio, Kentucky, and West Virginia joined other Republicans in objections to some of the state's electoral counts. Joshua Douglas, a University of Kentucky law professor, said the events at the Capitol were a direct result of people in the Republican Party refusing to accept the results of the election. He says there are now effectively 2 Republican parties.
There's the Trump Republican Party and the McConnell Republican Party, even though McConnell himself shouldn't be fully absolved because although his statements yesterday were excellent, they were 2 months too late. And the Republican Party needs to decide which one it's going to be.
District attorneys in the region say they will pursue charges related to the insurrection. The U.S. attorneys for the Eastern and Western Districts of Kentucky, Robert Duncan Jr. and Russell Coleman, pledged to prosecute anyone who traveled from the region to D.C. to, quote, commit violent criminal acts. Now lawmakers are considering calls for Trump's removal from office. So far, Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio and Democratic Representative John Yarmuth of Kentucky has called for Trump's removal, either by invoking the 25th Amendment or a second impeachment. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Alana Watson.